In this audio, we are going to tap to hold the pain of watching others suffer without shutting down. Tap on the side of the hand. Take a nice deep breath. Move from tapping point to tapping point, repeating after me. There's a pain in my chest. I can't ignore. A heaviness that grows every time I witness another life harmed. Another injustice. Another soul in struggle while the world keeps turning. It's too much sometimes. Too much suffering. Too much cruelty. Too much silence in the places where care should live. And I feel it all. Even when I try not to. Even when I look away. Even when I distract myself to find some small relief. Part of me wants to shut down. To go numb. To make myself smaller so I don't have to hold the weight of what I'm seeing. And I honor that part. The one that's trying to protect me. The one that knows how overwhelming it can be to feel so much and not know how to help. But I'm learning that shutting down doesn't make the pain disappear. It only turns it inward. It only disconnects me from the very heart I need to stay present, to stay human, to stay awake. So I release the belief that I have to carry it all alone. I release the fear that if I let myself care, I'll collapse. I release the idea that the only way to survive this much sorrow is to shut off feeling entirely. Instead, I choose to breathe with it, to hold the ache without becoming it, to feel what I feel and still remain grounded in myself. Even if I cry, even if I rage, even if I feel helpless, I let those feelings move through me. Without shame, without resistance, without having to fix it all. I allow compassion to flow without drowning me. I allow sorrow to soften me, not break me. I allow my presence to be enough, even when I can't do everything. This heart of mine is still beating. Still open. Still capable of holding pain and love at the same time. And I can stay with this truth that witnessing suffering doesn't mean I have to disappear. I can feel and still remain here. Take a nice deep breath and stretch.